All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Yeah, I love Fridays. Here we go. Hello, weekend. It is all here. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. This is my last day of doing the homeschooling with the kid.
Oh my gosh, you gotta be so happy.
Yeah, and then on Monday, he's gonna head back to school. So yeah, that'll take that off my plate. It'll be nice. Get those weekdays all solo again. Hallelujah.
And the house will be empty. It'll be just you and the darting dog.
Yeah. Yeah, for right now, until my daughter gets the dog back. So there you go. Yeah, that'll just be me and Coco again. All alone, naturally.
Alone again, naturally. Who sings that song? I bet neither one of you can get that.
Rupert Holmes.
That's a good guess. Kev's the music guy.
Is that not right?
Alone again, naturally. I mean, it is 70s depressing
Gilbert shit. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Look at Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
That is your wheelhouse.
That's my genre. Kev, though, Kev knows a lot of, even the shitty music that he doesn't like.
Yeah, he's smart and good looking.
He knows a lot about it. That. His body's popping. That booty is sweet.
Brittany sent us an email with a little bit of teacher's input. We were asking for that earlier on the regular show. If you missed that, want to hear that, I just want to hear what people were saying, because I think everybody through this pandemic, everybody has had a different experience. And everybody has a different opinion, and it's a lot of, hey, that's life. Your opinion is going to be based on your circumstances and the filter that you see life through and your own personal experiences. And also, too, the news that you've heard. Watch The Social Dilemma. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But yeah, I mean, your news feed is going to dictate what it is that you see, and that's how you're going to feel about everything.
And those northern counties, you know, Martin, St. Lucie, they've been through it. They've been doing it already for 6 weeks. And so if they can shed any wisdom on it for Palm Beach County that goes back on Monday, that would be awesome.
So here's what Brittany has to say. She says, I was very happy to hear you asking for teachers to chime in this morning. I live in Orlando and I teach first grade. We started the school year 6 weeks ago. I was told my position would be teaching a hybrid model, so I have 7 students learning online and 11 students learning face-to-face. This was not my choice of how I want to teach this year, and let me tell you, it hasn't been easy. The kids learning online show up in their pajamas, are constantly eating on camera, even though I've told them not to. My son does, sorry. I didn't know I was a rule teacher, sorry.
Yeah, you can't eat. No.
I didn't know that. I'll tell them not to eat on camera.
You also have to wear pants. Rocco found that out.
Oh, boy. Okay. What about the dad?
They encourage dads not to have their balls out.
Okay. Half the time, they're not even in the view of the camera. They get up. They do what they want. Parents are constantly helping them. Boy, I'm doing everything wrong. A.K.A.
He's
doing
eating.
It for them.
He's helping.
Yeah, he's getting up doing
helping,
what he wants.
Picking his balls out.
Sorry, I am that dad. I'm running around like a crazy person, back and forth from the computer to the kids in person, trying to assist both. And as much time and energy that I'm giving to these kids online, I still feel like they are getting shafted by not truly getting an in-person education like the others. And the kids in the building are getting shafted because their teacher's time and attention has to go to sharing my screen for the 8th time to show that one kid how to find an assignment online. Because he's not really paying attention. This is the most challenged I've ever felt in my career. And teachers are already exhausted and burnt out. We're just starting the school year. The problem definitely stems from administration and the districts who are not providing enough accommodations and solutions for the new problems that arise every day. There have already been 4 schools in my county that have shut down because of too many positive cases. And the county is wasting all their money on testing the student football players and sports staff instead of allocating that test money to teachers or much-needed technology. The one positive thing I will say is that students have been surprisingly great with wearing masks and social distancing. It has been taught and reinforced like any other routine at the beginning of the year, and these kids are so resilient. My words of wisdom to South Florida teachers who are just starting this journey is it will get easier. It's very overwhelming in the beginning, and I'm still frustrated about many things, but each day gets a little calmer and more routine. And just a reminder to parents to buy your child's teacher all the wine and chocolates this year. It will be much appreciated.
Now, do I send my kid to school on the first day with wine and chocolates? Is that cool?
You're probably going to need it right away. Probably going to need it right away.
Can she just slip the wine in her lunch and bring it in for her teacher?
And clearly there's weed in the chocolate, right?
Yes, I'm sure. I am sure.
My friends, they accidentally ate a bunch of chocolate that was laced with LSD one time and they didn't know it. Mm-hmm. They tripped balls.
I mean,
for 10 hours. Oh, they were rummaging. They were all staying at this dude's apartment, and I had been there too, but I left early. And they were rummaging through his cabinets because they smoked a little weed and they had the munchies. And they were like, ooh, look, chocolate. It's gourmet chocolate. It's special. They started eating all this chocolate, and all of them started tripping balls.
It didn't taste weird to them?
No.
I mean, I've never done LSD, so I can only imagine if you think you're just eating regular chocolate, and then LSD kicks in, you have to think you're dying, right?
It was either LSD or mushrooms. It was some hallucinogenic that they were not expecting.
LSD? It's next level, man.
They were all like, like 10 hours.
You need to find out if it's terrible. Mushrooms or if it's LSD.
You know them. They're all my girls.
All right. I'll just text them out of the blue. So that one time, was it LSD that you were tripping balls off of?
It might have been mushrooms. It was something that had them all freaked.
Well, anything that you don't, if you just get laced with something and anything that's a bit off.
You think you're eating candy and you're starting to trip?
Yes. It will fuck with your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing worse than being too high and be like, it's freaky.
Do not go to Animal Kingdom too high.
What are the worst places to be too
Animal
high?
Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom is too high. Yes. It's just, you don't know. You can't tell if the tree is a fucking real tree or if it's part of the park. And that will fucking trip you out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get caught up too in an impromptu little gathering with the characters either. Because that'll make you paranoid.
Oh, okay. Were you trying to be active and put on a show, or were you just trying to get through it?
You're walking through Animal Kingdom. It was during our media thing, and I had eaten these over-the-top homemade edibles my buddy made. I'm like, can't even feel them. I'll just eat the whole fucking tray. So I eat the whole tray of brownies.
Yeah.
And it hit me right when we got to Animal Kingdom. Well, I want to call it Animal Planet, Animal Kingdom. And it was that, Planet. Do you remember? It was that media day. And it was during a time where me and Virginia weren't that cool with each other. And I was trying to not come off high in front of Virginia. You don't remember.
I don't think I know you were high.
I don't think you did, because I ended up breaking up. I broke away from your group.
Was that when the NSYNC boy band member was there? And
You had your boy Justin there.
Okay.
And he had, I forget who he had. So you guys broke off into your own group, and then me and Mariana went off into our own group. It was the debut of the Yeti ride. And when you go into the Yeti ride, it turns pitch black. I didn't know that. So I am just fucking all, my mind is racing on this ridiculous edible, and the lights go out. And all of a sudden, you just hear me go, oh my God, I'm blind!
I'm blind.
That's amazing.
So we finally get down, and she's trying to calm me down, so we sit down, and I'm like, God, oh man, this fucking edible is crazy. These two people in these royal outfits come up and go, we know. I go, you know what? Oh, we know. I go, what the fuck do you guys know? And all these people, from the park start gathering in towards me and Mariana. And I go, they know I ate edibles? How do they know this shit?
They're that good.
And they were doing an impromptu little thing.
You were in a skit.
I was in a skit and didn't realize it. And they just kept on going, we know. It was just coincidence that they kept on saying, we know. That was part of their skit. I go, what do you know?
I just recovered from going blind.
Oh, my gosh. It was awful. It was not a good experience.
Sounds like a terrible experience.
It was rough.
I had a great time that night.
Yeah, because you were just drinking.
I was hammered.
What a crew we have.
Oh, she was hammered.
One guy's randomly screaming, I'm going blind. The other one's hammered.
I think it was Joey Fatone I was trying to talk to.
You did talk to Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have talked to Joey Fatone.
There were so many Disney people there.
Wonder why we never get invited back on any of these.
Not even the trip.
When is the last time we were on one of these?
It's been a while.
That was
been
the like last a decade.
Yeah.
I think we might have got blackballed.
Yeah.
Which probably. I'm fine. I mean, that's how you go out, bitches. You get kicked out. There's no other way to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done.
Legendary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all fucked.
I had a great time.
Got an email from John H. Said, hey, I'd like to personally thank you, Kev, for your positive news and honest COVID reports. I stopped watching the fake news months ago. I stay up to date on the Daily Mail site, but that's about it. I know every day we can depend on you to give us the real numbers and news without bias or manipulation. Screw all those negative keyboard warriors trying to keep positive Kev down. I always want to thank everybody at the KVJ show for working right on through the pandemic. Y'all gave me something to look forward to every day.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Thank you, John. Yes, appreciate that. It's nice. That'd be one positive to 800 negatives.
Don't read the negative, Kevin.
Yeah, but Kevin, you always say don't read the comments. We kind of have to read the comments.
Right, if we just have unanswered mail.
Yeah,
But these assholes never check their mail.
You know, sometimes people email their hateful comments. You can't help that. Right. I think I'm getting a bill from somebody. I'm like, oh, J-Bird, go fucking die.
Well, then read and release. Read and release.
Look, we're in the public eye. You got to take this shit. People are gonna, people are gonna take their shots. Just it's part of the gig, course. Baby.
Just don't let it soak in.
Nah, I do suck some days.
I agree.
I'm good. I just realized you can't talk about it without making half of the people upset, and that's just the way it goes.
You're gonna make waves, and that's okay. If you're okay with making waves, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Honestly, at the end of the day, does it really matter if people are fighting on social media if you're an adult and not taking it too seriously?
Well, the thing I don't understand, because I don't get any of this fighting at all and anything going on in society, because the way it is, I'll tell you what I've seen. What I believe with what I currently know, I'll show you what I've seen and give you that evidence, and then I'll welcome you to show me something that might change my mind and give me a different perspective. And that's why I just don't understand that if people are like that, why are we fighting? What are you fighting about? I'll tell you like how I feel about today, because y'all got to have an opinion on everything, right? You have an opinion on anything in life. Especially something that's important. You got to feel a certain way about it.
But that's just it, though. When you have opinions about things that are deemed as matters of the heart, you're going to get people that they're never going to, they don't want to talk with a calm, because you're threatening what they truly believe in their life to be right and real. And now you're coming around here with your fancy ass opinion, and that threatens their way of life. And I think that goes with people who don't like to debate a difference of opinion, especially if it's matters of the heart.
Yeah. And I heard something good the other day too. It was saying, you know, that too often we try to mesh the facts to our emotions, and we need to try to match our emotions to the facts. And we often feel a certain way. And so all you're doing is trying to find something that backs up how you emotionally feel that you're in that. And you become so closed off to what the true facts might be because they don't match up with how you currently feel. And it needs to be the other way around. You need to truly release your emotions and not be so concrete and entrenched in your opinions that if something new presents itself, especially in an era where information comes out every day, I just played for you earlier, the CDC director, who's saying, if we wear a mask, we're going to be able to knock this thing out in a couple of months. And then I played a clip from February. I'm like, well, should we be wearing masks? No, absolutely not. I mean, he clearly is on each end of the spectrum in just a matter of months.
We're emotional creatures by nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost have to work on your emotions.
You do.
If you don't work on your emotions, you're going to get crazy. I know if I don't work on emotions, I yell at Virginia, which I'm not working on.
Your
emotions.
Ass needs to work some more.
Whatever.
Get back in the lab. Your work's not done.
You don't even upset me. I love your fucking ass. I love your negative ass.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. I'm reading some comments
right
now.
Don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments about me.
I prefer to live in this bubble of disillusionment.
You're right, Virginia. The people in the chat room love you.
I know. And they think I'm pretty.
No, a lot of them do, actually. A lot of them do hate you, but a lot of them love you.
I got an email here from Holly talking about wearing the mask in the car. Who is? How are you wearing the mask and why? Said that, yeah, every day whenever my mother-in-law's picked me up, she's got her mask on. I keep my mask on. And it's just
and then you go home together, walk in your house, and take your mask off.
As soon as I get in the house, I take the mask right off. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's pretty amusing, yeah. But so is life right now, right?
Right.
And I wear it because she has hers on, and it probably makes her more comfortable. Mine's on, so that's my mask policy. If it makes somebody more comfortable, I'll put it on. Holly says, I wore mine the other day because I had taken my car in for service, and when they pulled my car around and the guy got out, he didn't have his mask on correctly. So I rode home with my windows down and my mask on, but only that one time. I think she's afraid she still had some COVID in the car. So she's got the
put
mask
all the
on.
Windows down. Yes. Well, get that COVID out.
I remember when this first started breaking, you know, no one knew what the shit was going on.
Still don't.
And people were leaving their masks on the dog trail where I walked Chewy. And there was one time where Chewy, you couldn't see, the grass was too high. So Chewy's kind of like milling around and he accidentally like his paw, his left paw, like nicked a mask. And then I'm going, he's got COVID paw. He's got fucking COVID paw now. It's just weird that as the months go on, you know, your whole temperament changes.
Yeah. You feel like, I feel like I'm not nearly as freaked out and tweaking as I was like March.
That's
and
good.
April.
That is good. And it you should good. Be allowed to say that without getting crucified.
Mm-hmm. It's just the real. It's just the facts. And I don't know if it's smart or not, but it's just, it's my reality. I'm not as hypersensitive and freaked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will boil it down to this simplicity on this. If you look at the deaths that we have, the deaths right now pretty much match what your natural age of death is anyway. So, you know, if you looked at the overall numbers, 120,000 people were going to die this year anyway, because that was the natural age of death. So that, you know, takes care of 120,000 there. If you are of a certain age and you have the pre-existing conditions, that's what I'm saying. There's two things you need. Everybody needs to know their COVID vulnerability score. And then you need to know with good testing how much COVID you might have in your body, because you don't want the COVID vulnerable with the person that's carrying a certain amount of COVID, because that is a bad match. You know what? It's kind of like a Tinder.
Yeah.
That's basically what we need. We need a Tinder for COVID to let you know to match that up. And the staying apart and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Hey, I'll go with it because it seems to be good. And the mask thing, you know, I'm not going to be traipsing through a Target in Fort Lauderdale.
Without one.
Without one, and encouraging people while playing, we're not going to take it. Take theirs off.
It's just so much effort.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Target's fault. Now you're getting Target punished. Like, I don't like when people are stupid and hurt people unnecessarily and don't really get it.
Target's just a casualty. They don't care about Target. It's about the message. It's all about the message. Everyone's got a message.
I know.
We all got messages.
It's just dumb.
What's your message, V?
My message is drink more, talk less. I'll be
doing
that this weekend.
That's impossible for you. The more you drink,
where are you going?
The more she talks. Oh, yeah. There. And I'm the same way. I'm not throwing stones.
Where are you going on your man date?
I don't know. I might take it to Lake Park.
Okay.
You know, I'll mix it up.
What do you do there?
There's the brewery I love there.
Oh, it's a cool place, yeah.
I think that whole little area.
The Brew House Gallery.
It's cute. And my buddy owns that antique toy.
It's cute. Yeah.
That whole little strip there. And then it's got my pizza place I love, you know, mm-hmm. So I think I'm going there, but I don't know. I'm going to probably FaceTime it. And I think we said 20% of shaming comments. That's the number.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a game right now. How many shaming comments you get or I get for going out to a bar or a restaurant
just
with the mask on?
Have your mask.
I will. I've learned that
if
lesson.
If we learned anything from the toy store tutorial, please put on your mask.
I did that one.
They came for him hard.
Oh, I'm trying to shut my buddy's store down.
Damn.
I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no, people have their own things. I was reading, they had a meta review published in The Lancet looking at 172 studies on wearing masks for the COVID-19 and the SARS and all that kind of stuff. Basically, just so you know, it concluded that masks reduce the risk of infection by 14%. So when you're wearing your mask, that's basically what it's doing. So you have a 14% less chance of getting the COVID spreading it by wearing the mask.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe because I heard a completely contradictory story that said there was a guy and his wife that flew on an overseas flight and they didn't realize they had the COVID, but they did have the COVID and they were both actively positive when they landed and tested. And because they wore masks, they didn't give it to anybody on the plane. I was like, well, that's good.
Yeah. Could be. I mean, that's why I would put it on. And I think it's more effective. And again, this is reduce the risk of infection, of you getting it. But yeah, it seems like it is cutting down. Like if, you know, my COVID could go 8 feet, got the mask on, it seems like it's reducing that. So it seems like it's better if you're not trying to spread it to somebody else and you don't know. That's why the awareness is good. And you just got to keep it away from mamaw and papaw.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing.
Keep away from the at-risk peeps.
Yeah. So that's it. And hopefully what we do, we get good testing. You could buy that would be accurate and cheap and you could get yourself. And if you are going to be going by mamaw and papaw, you go do a coronavirus test real quick. That's when I think society gets back to it. And you realize you got to be by somebody. Otherwise, go live, go to your brew house gallery. Don't worry about life. But if you're going to get around somebody that's very vulnerable, you got to make sure that you are clear.
Have testing just readily available everywhere, anytime, any place.
Seems to be the key. I really think that's going to be the target. I think that's how it is because, yeah, they're saying that COVID ain't going to go anywhere.
What's the hard cost on those tests per test right now?
They got them down to $5.
Okay.
Yeah, the newer ones that are coming out.
For the peace of mind.
Results in 15 minutes.
I'm happy to pay the $5 to go into Brew House Gallery or wherever you're going. Pay the $5, take the quick test. Oh, it says I'm negative. I go in. Mm-hmm. I know everybody else in here has paid the $5, taken the quick test. They're all negative. It's like that Disney bubble the engineer was thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We might be going to the Gardens Ale House too. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's all kind of that's a great place
too.
Area.
Are you saying that now because you don't want people to go to Brew House Gallery?
No, I want there to be. I'm not set that way. I mean, honestly. Mm-hmm. Do what you want. I'm not here to fight with anybody. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. I don't give a frog's fat
ass.
Do
you.
Yeah, do you. But the Ale House is right down the street.
It's a fun place, yeah.
Yeah, because it's fun there.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be my stomping ground back in the day. Mm-hmm. That's where all the hot chicks went, Kevin.
Oh, yeah?
Back in when they...
Can you go look for some tail?
Well, it was... When smoking was prevalent out there, there was always...
You're looking for a hot chick who smokes ciggies?
No.
That's where you go.
No, I am not looking for a hot chick that smokes ciggies. But what I'm saying is when there was ciggy smoking going on, that was such a hot spot where people would go there to, you know, have a drink, smoke a cig.
Don't they have a pirate-themed dessert that you love?
Buried treasure. I think I'm a drink, though. It's tough to drink and then...
And then go right to a sweet, big, heavy sweet.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You're going to vomit. But it's going to taste good.
No, I'll maybe get it to go. Have the ice cream melt on my way home.
Leave it in the Uber.
Which,
spill.
I've done that before.
That's just what you want.
I can see the Uber brakes driving off in the distance, and I realize I've left my food in the back seat. No! Don't leave!
Come back!
I'm all drunk. No!
It's good times. That's a solid weekend right there. All the way through and through. Good times. Got to say hello to the new cat watching the KVJ TV. He said, our cats wake up the last 2 days and has become a KVJ Nation member. She seems to love watching you fuckers. Happy Friday. There's a shot of the cat watching a bird there on KVJ TV.
Aww.
Yeah, this is the system and how to do it. And there she is watching Virginia. You dial it up on your flat screen TV like that, and you can watch the KVJ show. And it's
good
on the
cat loves our show.
It's a good picture of Virginia.
Yeah, get a good shot.
Virginia just... Broke one off there.
You're a dick.
Fart face.
Fart face. Well, Virginia put a picture of me from our photo shoot, zoomed in. I guess it was one of me like in mid talk or something, and someone took a picture and she's like did a whole fart meme with it. She's real creative.
It got a lot of likes.
Oh, it did.
Yeah,
okay.
It blew up. KBJ blew up.
Yeah.
It didn't do that well, Kevin.
It didn't. And then, Virginia, you got an interesting weekend. You got family back in. You got the Buffalo Bills, a very good team, taking on the Miami Dolphins.
They land at PBI in exactly 1 hour.
Whoa, okay.
They will be here. bringing whatever kind of funk they're bringing from Buffalo or that they got on the airplane.
No, I just heard that Buffalo has no COVID and neither do airplanes coming from Buffalo. So you're good, bro.
And they're just coming in, huh? They had this plan last year, and they didn't, like, nobody really discussed, you know, them coming back in. But since it was already set, it was just like, all right, we in.
Yeah, I mean, they talked to my husband about it. And
okay.
He was just like, yeah. So, and he's the one he's the reason for Virginia law. So when you see me all jacked up over here and squirrely and tweaky and twitchy, right, it's because I'm trying to keep my husband from getting the COVID.
What does he have, asthma? Is that what he has?
He has he does every single day this inhaler. Uh-huh. He's got asthma stuff. He's got bronchial issues. Mm-hmm. He, long before COVID, has been hospitalized multiple times with pneumonia.
Yeah.
He has a predisposition to have bitch-ass lungs worse than you.
So he's got to treat it different than...
Every day he does lung medicine. He's got a nebulizer. He hooks himself up to it once a week and does breathing treatments. Like, his is no joke. Yeah. Like, I'm not being dramatic. He's got all this shit in the house that he has to do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I just worry about him. But if he ain't worried, fuck it.
That's true. No, you're right.
I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. You're doing what you need to do. You're trying to be respectful. And if he's going around the other way and somebody else is, you know, violating that bubble, that ain't your deal.
I got to let him set the tone and then I'll just follow in the wake.
Mm-hmm.
You can't turn right, can you?
I can't turn right, man. I did something to my neck sleeping or some shit.
Oh, you're sleeping in your closet the other night, right?
Same thing 2 weeks ago. I started taking the fish oil to loosen up my rickets.
Sounds terrible.
It actually, I feel like a little more lubed.
Mm-hmm.
I read it on Google.
Between you and your lube and Kevin and his load, this is quite the sexy show.
We're very drippy.
If anyone else said that, I'd be turned on. But you, I don't know.
I ruined drippy for you.
No, drippy's actually not that sexy of a word.
No, it's not.
Oh, bird, I'm so drippy.
It sounds more like you've got a venereal disease.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't sound good at all. Well, they're going to have 13,000 fans at the game on Sunday. It'll be interesting to see how these things start happening. And, you know, people are like going, why? And, you know, they're talking about most of the games are not really having fans. I didn't see any fans at any games last week when I watched the NFL. I watched multiple games.
So, yeah, it just depends. Like New Orleans, they said no fans.
Yeah.
But that was a decision made by the mayor. So each city is handling it differently.
And I'm surprised because Miami's been pretty tight. So for them to allow it for Canes and Dolphins games, it's going to be interesting. The math I get, and, you know, that's just it. Of course, nobody wants to appear to be insensitive with this, and especially if it looks like you're jeopardizing lives just to make money. But, man, they are losing a ton of money. Do you hear the breakdown on what the NFL's losing?
No.
Like, for instance, the Cowboys, you know, they got that huge AT&T stadium, has like 100,000 people, 110, something like that.
It is sweet looking on TV. I've never been to it, but it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I went to a game there. It is unbelievable. It is so massive, and it's very nice. They are losing $77 million per game. The Dallas Cowboys will lose $616 million over 8 home games, not having people in the stands.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will it start, like, can it affect player salary? Or are those locked in numbers?
Well, they have their contracts. That's what's going to be interesting to see what starts happening with that. And, you know, that was the whole push. College football had that with programs that weren't doing it, was how much money they were going to lose. Ohio State was going to lose $130 million not having football this year. And the problem was they, and schools already started canceling other sports because football pays for all the other sports.
Sure.
So a lot of schools in the Big Ten have canceled 4 to 5 sports already, and that means, you know, you'll get no scholarships and those kids won't get that paid for education.
Crazy to trickle down.
Yeah. The only two NFL teams with fans in the stands was the Chiefs and Jaguars in week 1. They had about 16,000 attendance, so the Dolphins will have 13 this weekend.
They kept panning to the Chiefs fans in the crowd, and the little thing on the bottom said, fans are required to wear masks. And then you see, like, a whole group of fans, nobody's got a mask.
Yeah. What are they going to do? You know, go up there, put your mask on. They're all drunk, probably.
I lived in Kansas City for 2 years, and they are not the kind of people that are going to have that mentality of masking up.
It's an attitude.
It is. Yeah. That's the way they, you know, they're just tough. You know, if you can survive a Kansas City winner, you ain't afraid of COVID. You're like, I'm good. If it takes me, it takes me, Virginia.
I'd like to go out there. I've never been. So many states I've never visited.
It's, the world is a beautiful place, Jay Bird, and Kansas City is a lovely town. It really is. It's fantastic. It's gorgeous.
Where in America have you really not spent most of your time? The middle of the country, you think?
Northwest and the Northeast.
Northwest and Northeast. No, yeah. Maine for you?
No. I got to dig into that. Not been to Boston.
I'd love to go to Maine. I've got some like off family that is up there, and I
some
hear
off it, family. Does that mean they're not quite there?
They're family, but they're not really. But they are family, but not blood. But we call them family.
Oh, okay.
But they are family. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have blood to be family, Virginia.
Oh.
But yeah, up in Maine, it's kind of expensive, I hear, but gorgeous, beautiful. A lot of haunted areas up there.
Yeah. I think Maine and places like that are like less densely populated are the perfect little travel destination in these times. You know, if you can go someplace and there's not a lot of people around and you love nature.
I do love nature.
You love being out there in it.
I love
Now's
it.
A good time to go visit those off family.
Yeah, I don't really know them that well.
Invite yourself.
Well, other people, it's a long definition for something that no one's really going to give a shit about. You know, you have friends and family and people are dying off, so there's not that many.
Friends are family you choose.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Casey, people were saying that last night, Casey's not the only one. That the Browns had fans last night. I didn't get to watch the game live.
Oh, my
the
gosh. The Browns are playing the team last night. They all had the same fucking colors. I couldn't tell who was who.
It's confusing. Yeah, both teams from Ohio, they have orange.
Orange and brown. They both have orange and brown. I'm like, I'm not watching this shit. I'm not going to be able to tell who's who.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to see how Joe Burrow did. How did he do?
Joe Burrow, he did pretty well. He, I think, set a rookie record for completions, but he threw the ball over 60 times.
Okay.
So he did fairly well.
Did he win? Did they
no,
win?
No, they lost.
Aww. So they didn't do
35-30 was the final.
Good.
At the end of things, Kevin, he didn't do that great.
For a rookie and what he does, he's I think he's looking great.
I wanted him to come out there and smash it.
Not as good as your rookie season in radio. Mm-hmm. You had a big rookie season in radio.
My old morning show partner just sent me video of my rookie season in morning radio.
Were you country to start off with?
I did have a thicker twang because I had spent some time in Baton Rouge.
No, were you doing country? Now that you sound country.
Oh. You were deep diving.
No. So we know
you're just fascinating to watch your guys' conversations.
We know you're stupid. I'm asking, did you do country?
No, it was actually a top 40 station.
Wow, so you're just an old vet.
Yeah, I've been around the block.
And yours was hip-hop, Kev? Was that your first?
No. My first was top 40. I've mainly done top 40 most of my life.
And then when did you get into hip-hop?
That was when I was in California. That was a weekend job. I did weekends on a hip-hop station in Monterey Bay.
How long did that go on for?
Probably like 6 to 8 months.
And did you stop doing that because you got another gig?
Yeah, it was when I was heading to Kansas City.
Got ya.
Yeah.
Did you like doing the hip-hop?
It was fun. It was different.
I would love to hear
Hip hop Kev would have been amazing.
Oh, man, I would love to hear those air checks.
I wasn't that different on air.
I don't know.
Is there any air check of that?
I used to have a tape of it. I'm not sure where it went.
You think it was indifferent, but that was so long ago.
I've got everything. Yeah. I've got like videos. I've got still pictures. I've got escape tapes. That's what they used to call it back in the day.
Look at Virginia's hair. Oh, my. You have a
Wow.
You have a mullet.
I had a lot of hair there.
Virginia's got the Patrick Swayze mullet going on.
She does. Boy, has a lot of hair there. Look at that girl.
I mean, that was the 90s. I had a big
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Big bangs.
You need to send that to me.
Dang. Look at you.
You still look the same, though. Your face. You've aged good.
Botox, baby.
I guess it works.
Botox does work, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm here to tell you.
That equipment in that video is better than the equipment we have now.
It might be. They had great equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Still wearing black dresses.
Yep. I'm wearing a black dress.
Yeah. Nothing changes.
I've always thought I was fat, and I've always thought the black was slimming. And I probably weighed about 123 pounds in this video.
Here we go. Here comes the breakdown.
I've always had body image issues.
Oh, shit. It's the weekend.
Even when I was skinny.
Great way to go on a Friday, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You look beautiful, skinny mini.
Sean had asked, Kevin, since you moved here for the show, not necessarily for choice, do you like it here? You think you retire in South Florida? Yeah, no, I moved here by choice. You know, I was in Kansas City, and I came down and saw West Palm Beach. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I love this place. I love Kansas City. It's a beautiful town. The people there are absolutely amazing. It's a great place to raise a family. The weather is atrocious. It's a bad climate because it's very cold in the winter and windy. And then it gets super hot. I mean, it gets like it feels like South Florida.
Really?
In the summer.
Is it humid?
Yes, it gets very humid. Yeah, you're right on the Missouri River. And so it was very humid. And I remember one year we had springs and, you know, falls were nice. And I remember one year you had 2 weeks of decent weather and it went from freezing cold to extremely hot. And I'm like, fuck this place. And so
that's
I'm
too
like,
drastic.
I gotta get out of here. Yeah. So yeah. I love South Florida. I would love to. Yeah. The plan is to retire here.
I don't think I'm retiring.
Key West. That's where I want to go.
I don't think I'm retiring in SoFlo.
In my dream last night, we retired and we went to New Orleans.
Oh, okay. That'd be a good spot for you to retire.
I'm headed out to Oregon, I think. I love it. I just really love it out there.
No, we have to stay together.
Dog, didn't you hear the show?
She's going to New Orleans. Yeah,
the show's last week. We did it via Zoom. We'll be fine. It sounded great. No technical glitches.
Yeah.
We didn't at all talk over each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm staying put. I'm home. This is it.
I do love South Florida.
Yeah.
If I retired down here and died in South Florida, I'd be a happy man.
Kevin's going to the Keys.
Yeah, I am. That's the ultimate for me. I just want to chill. Just have a day where it's like I don't have a lot of responsibility and I just kind of get up and go hang out with people and talk all day.
You're going to be exhausted by then. But by that time, you'll be governor for how many years of Florida?
He's going to open a little sports bar, Key West shack kind of bar.
That'll be it.
Smuggies. The Smug Chug.
Oh, like my God. Smuggies. That's
Smuggies
perfect.
Smuggies would be great. Yeah.
And then you could do a Smug Chug.
Yeah, the Smug Chug.
The Smug Burger.
It's great.
Oh, the Smug Burger. It's got onion rings on it. It's got barbecue, bacon, double cheddar cheese.
And Kevin will never eat it.
You could upgrade.
That's all right. I just want my people to be happy.
You could upgrade it for $3 extra with a big old bison patty.
Oh. Okay. All right. You plan it out for me.
I love this.
Yeah.
Smuggy fries. All right, I'm done.
Smuggy fries are loaded with cheese.
Loaded.
Yeah,
it'd
be very unhealthy.
Style.
Yeah, I'll do exactly what I don't eat.
Yes, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, because I realize that's more fun in a bar than what I eat.
Yeah.
Somebody said, hey, just to let you know, Kansas City had fans and attendee tested positive.
Great.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. You know, here's my whole thing. When I hear about that and people testing positive, It's who are you? What are your conditions? How bad do you have it?
And just don't give it to the players, though. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, they keep the players away. Yeah, just because you got it in the stands, you're far enough away. You're not going to give it to a player. They keep those people. They, trust me, they are isolating them seriously. Just because somebody's got in the stands, you're not going
to,
you know, blow it 40 yards down onto the field.
You're sitting right below, like, where the players sit.
No,
you don't sit behind the bench.
You're not. They're not going to have fans that close. If somebody in the stands, they could be up there going, and they're not going to blow it into somebody that's going to have it.
But if Kevin does have COVID right now, we both just got it.
If anybody's going to get it twice, it's going to be the Kevin Ralston.
COVID Kev.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'd be on the news. I don't know how it happened. I got it twice.
You'll be one of those guys. Yeah, I keep testing positive. I don't fucking get it.
I'm telling you, as long as this thing goes on, most people are going to have COVID at
some point.
Most people are going to have it. And so that's why I'm telling you, you've got to just understand what it is and be ready and prepared. And when you first get those symptoms, rapid testing, stay away from the vulnerable.
Yeah, Debbie Downer over here, she was telling me before the show started, Bert, I think you've had COVID. I think I've had COVID. Let's get the answer. I'm like, I don't think I've had COVID, Virginia.
That's so odd. You guys tested negative, and you think you've had COVID. I've tested positive, and I don't think I had it.
I don't think I have COVID.
Kevin, you had COVID, and I think we may have had it too.
Fucking Corona Carla over here keeps on.
She's very COVID hopeful. Well, I'm hopeful I did have it because then hopefully I have the antibodies and I don't have to worry about it for at least 3 months.
I agree.
So I am hopeful that I do have it. But
I banged my toe on the wall. You got COVID. Your toe's hurt. You got COVID. No, I banged my toe on the wall. COVID.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm, you know, the way people are in society, I almost feel bad because people ask me like, how was it? And they're like, how was it having COVID? Are you okay? And I'm like, it was nothing. And I feel guilty because it's like I almost feel like I have to lie. Like, oh, it was terrible. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. It was just like, it was a fucking breeze.
My hair wouldn't stop perspiring.
I had no fever. I had no aches. I had no nothings. I was good.
You got lucky.
But you can't say that because people are going, oh, that's terrible. You say that.
Well, you got that bitch ass COVID. That's the one you want to get.
Kevin, you're downplaying COVID, Kevin.
That's what they tell me.
I know. I see.
No, that's how I felt.
You're just being honest. Kevin, you dick. You selfish.
Do you know how many people you just killed right now with that comment?
Kevin, you're a murderer.
So it's good to hear we're all going to go out and have a weekend this weekend.
Nice.
And we'll see you back on Monday. We need to start having our tests. So when we come back in on a Monday, we can do that rapid testing and find out who caught COVID over the weekend.
Yeah. Can we do that? Can we get some of the rapid tests here?
Soon
I feel
enough.
Like if they're $5 a piece, I'll chip in.
COVID test on the bird.
I think around October, they're going to start having those. Now, I don't know if that's just the privilege they're going to be able to get that, but hopefully sometime in October, we could maybe start getting those 15-minute tests. That, you know, they're $5 a pop. And if we could get our hands on those in October, it would be kind of fun just on a Monday to just be like, all right, who got it? Anybody got it? We all good?
Oh, then you'll definitely get the complaints. You guys are making a bit out of who has COVID.
We're teaching you how to deal with COVID.
Oh, you will, though.
You got to do testing.
You'll get emails.
Fuck them. Seriously, I'm so over it. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. I really don't. Fuck off. Go crawl into your hole, find another show, and be miserable.
Dicky Ranch, everybody!
That's it. I'll leave you with that. Have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. We'll see you back here on Monday. Goodbye.